Right, all right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this day. This weekend, we experienced daylight savings. So you got a little more light in your life. And you didn't even have to do much. All you had to do was change that clock and live a little bit different. And you got more light. So that's good news. Well, today for this moment of motivation, I share with you a Koinonia farm story. And you know, here at Grace, we talk a lot about Koinonia being true Christ community and what that can look like, how we experience it, how we seek to create it. But this is an actual farm in Americus, Georgia. So here's the story. In 1942, Clarence Jordan and his wife decided to start Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia. Clarence grew up in Americus, but went off to college at UGA and got a degree in agriculture. Then he went on to earn a PhD in Greek New Testament in Louisville, but he came back to Georgia to be a farmer, giving his farm a Greek name, Koinonia Farm. Now, Clarence Jordan decided to take the New Testament seriously, and he turned his farm into an interracial, intentional Christian community. Black and white people live together in harmony on this farm. Now remember, this is 1942. Well, Clarence loved to tell a story about the time the KKK came to visit his farm. They came to the fence and asked him because his name was on the deed. He walked out and greeted them and said, "How can I help you?" They said, "We just wanted to come out and let you know that we don't let the sun set on people like you." He turned to them and gave them his broadest smile and said, "I am so pleased to meet you, gentlemen. I've been waiting my whole life to meet someone who can make the sun stand still." He said they chuckled a little bit. And then he changed the topic to talk about the peanut crop that year. Well, they left him alone for about 10 years until the civil rights movement really got going and they realized just how subversive Koinonia Farm actually was. Well, then the KKK started firebombing his roadside stands, and then they put an economic boycott on the pecans that they sold from that farm. You could not buy or sell pecans from Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia. Clarence decided they just have to change their marketing strategy, and they started a mail order business. Nothing could deter him. He decided the tagline on their packaging was going to be, "Help us ship the nuts out of Georgia." Well, somehow they survived all these many years, knowing firsthand the cost and the joy of true discipleship. Following a faith of radical inclusion isn't always popular, but in a world that always seems on the brink of unraveling, aren't you grateful for people like Clarence and his wife who show us that commitment, courage, and creativity are the antidotes to all that divide us? For we know those words of St. Francis of Assisi. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, pure joy." Yes, joy springs forth when we live in Koinonia, true community, all means all together in the body of Christ. Do this and live. All right, good day.